And now, words and their stories from VOA Learning English. In life, there are times when we lose our way, both literally and figuratively. We might get lost walking in the woods or sailing at sea. Those are examples of being literally lost. We could also lose our way while on our career path. That is an example of being figuratively lost. If you are physically lost and do not have a compass, you could use the stars in the night sky to know which way to go, especially the North Star. Experts at NASA, America's space agency, say this about the North Star. If you're in the Northern Hemisphere, it can help you orient yourself and find your way, as it's located in the direction of true north, or geographic north, as opposed to magnetic north. They add that the North Star is not the brightest star in the sky, but it is usually easy to see, even from cities. The North Star can also help if you get lost figuratively. As the world changes around you and grows more complex, you can look to your North Star to help guide you. Your North Star can help keep you focused and on track. It reminds you of what is important. Some people may say their North Star is their guiding light. It is something very important to them, and it keeps them on the right path. Your North Star can also be your personal mission statement. It can include your principles and guiding beliefs. Your North Star can give your life meaning and direction. For some people, their North Star may be a religion. For others, it might be a purpose, like teaching people to read. Or a North Star can be a mix of important things. A similar term for North Star is your moral compass. Like the North Star, a moral compass points you in the right direction. There is another term that is linked to the North Star. A lodestar is also a star which is used to find one's way. And it can also mean a person who serves as an inspiration, model, or guide. The Merriam-Webster Online Dictionary explains that both meanings of lodestar date back to the 1300s. The English poet Geoffrey Chaucer used both meanings of the word in his poems. However, by the 1600s, the literal meaning fell out of common use. Today, we still use lodestar in a figurative way, meaning something or someone who guides us. During a difficult or important time, many things can act as your North Star or lodestar. For example, when a woman went through a difficult divorce, her close friend was her lodestar and helped her through it. Another example might be when a music teacher and musician moved to a new city. He did not know anyone. He felt lost and alone. So music was his North Star. It kept him busy, provided him with employment, and later led to great friendships with other musicians. And that's all the time we have for this Words and Their Stories. Until next time, I'm Anna Mateo.